Financial indices, EBITDA is at the level of 10.2 billion dinars. The drop in EBITDA indices is due to the decrease in oil products, 5 billion dinars. The other major factors are at the same level as the drop in the crude prices and the expensive stock due to all the circumstances. We have kept the stock at the quite big level, twofold more than average. And unfortunately, due to the volatility, our indices had impact and resulted onto the decrease in the quarter two, and we had quotes of the oil derivatives, so it all affected our results. So these are two major factors on EBITDA, 11, almost 11 billion. All the other factors that were negative were compensated by the positive effect of the bigger refining, and on the other hand, mitigation measures, the expenditure growth. First of all, we had to keep the salaries at the good level. This is social responsibility, and we made big revenues, more than 3 billion dinars. So we operational and administrative costs. As for the net profit, it's the reduced EBITDA, the second factor with a lesser effect is the amortization, the depreciation. We have bigger revenues than in CPP Pančevo, and we have other expenditures, and the end in 6 months. We have net loss minus 3.6 billion, and I will point out that HIP is minus 4.7 billion is the loss, so the net result of Nis Group without HIP is plus 1.1 billion dinars.
Regarding operational cash flow, it was at the positive level of 1.7 billion. It is quite lower than it was last year, but it is because the volumes of buying crude oil and keeping a high level of crude oil, and it is for providing energy stability in Serbia and for providing continual operation of the company. So that's why we had stocks twice as much then. That is the reason for this operational cash flow drop. So increase the stocks and reserves in so it is quite higher than we had in last year. Regarding cash flow in the first 6 months, it is the consequence of everything that I have already mentioned. Operational cash flow is at the level of 1.7 billion dinars, investment 13.4 billion, and we have also the outflow and inflow based on a long-term deposit and cash flow minus 12.5 billion due to regular payments for loans, and we come up with the net cash flow of minus 17.9 billion. That is because we had a lot of payment at the beginning of the year. It is not a drastic drop and decrease. We still we have this 22 billion dinars at the end of the second quarter or first half of the year, and it doesn't impact very much the operational business. Financial indicators, CapEx, it was 12.4 billion dinars in the first 6 months, and last year in the same period we had outflow of investments that is high due to a big turnaround that we had together with other projects that amounted to more than 13 billion dinars. So turnaround and those projects together were high. This year we continue with this key project like drilling, like JTA, Banatsko, Novo Miloševo, and the Srpska Crnja drilling. We continue the project Velebit for oil production, and as for refining, we are continuing with the railway tracks, a high profile project of regulating a hydrant network that is for our safety, and it has to be in compliance with all the legal regulations covering that. And we have also projects for the warehouse in Niš, which I already mentioned before, and we continue with the same type of project for our warehouse in Novi Sad and development of our network of petrol stations. When we talk about HIP, main focus is the project for construction of a polypropylene factory in HIP, and we still continue to implement activities that we are able to perform at the moment. On the other hand, we continue with projects with increasing the modernization of HIP. One part are overhaul activities, and they are ongoing, and we plan the next overhaul with lot of activities so that we can increase the reliability and efficiency in exploitation of HIP. Regarding the achievable level of potential or level of efficiency, we can see that on this slide, and how we have the effect of over billion dinars, and we have the reduction of costs of operational and overhead costs. So this is the saving of more than 3 billion dinars in the first 6 months.